All right, it's the Rundown Wednesday. It's brought to you by Body Armor. Once again, the drink of champions, the drink of high-quality bloggers, superb baseball superstars, UFC fighters. I'm drinking the Octo Orange Fights. It's just going ham on that 28-ouncer.
Do it.
Finish it. Do it. Don't spill. Yeah.
Oh, he got it.
Atta boy.
Nice, I've been buddy. Trying to do that every time we do it.
Nice.
Hydrated. I've been so full all the time.
Hydrated nice. As fuck right that time. Now.
I'm gonna go, I already drank mine, so.
I'm going to go like pinkies up and just sip gently. Like
I don't
gentleman.
Know if Body Armor's going to like
I'm
this.
I'm going to be sick the rest of the rundown now. It's just
that's binge drinking. You can't promote binge drinking. Body
too
Armor's not going to be happy.
Stomach.
I don't know if Body Armor's going to like this part of the plug, but I already drank mine because Body Armor, not only delicious, but great spitters.
Oh,
got
yeah.
A wide mouth.
Yeah.
So I look forward to it every day.
You know what? My body it's covered up so I don't have to see your disgusting fucking spit.
Well, which that's.
That's a problem because
almost
you grab that.
I had two of these on my desk the other day. Yeah. One was full of Body Armor, one was full. Got a little hairy. I did the old, oh, nope.
Oh, you hit it right before
I,
you.
Like, I, got, I was like, wait, oh, okay.
Yep, electrolytes. Oh, these all have coconut water, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
You've been
doing
it without even realizing.
Look at that. They are. They're sneaking it in. 300% of your. Daily value of B3, B5, B6, B9, and B12.
Wow.
Love
all
it.
Of them,
vitamins
all
A,
the
C, and E. Done.
Then they
B12
call it
potassium,
shot.
They call potassium it like a motherfucker. 1,225 milligrams.
That's a lot. That's more potassium than a banana.
Is it, B12, right it is. Is it the B12 shots that you get?
Yeah, you don't even need that anymore.
I once did the IV thing in Vegas, and like the nurses that come are like the biggest thing ever. They're like, you guys like... You guys done any drugs in the last 5 hours? Like, no. Like, come on. And then, but then we're like, can we get a B12 shot? They're like, can we get a B12 shot?
Yeah, no, definitely not.
They're like, no, we're just in Vegas.
Didn't I see you at Spearman Rhino?
Can we get a B12 shot? And they're like, no. So, like, we only give one, like, every 24 hours. If you had, like, they were got all official. Like, Jesus Christ.
Just come drink yourself a Body Armor and avoid the fake stripper nurses in Vegas.
This is better. I'll tell you, Body Armor is better than the fake, like, IVs that you get in Vegas.
There's strippers who do intravenous drugs. Like, the only necessity
one of them
to
said
get
she was in nursing school.
Oh, in nursing
school. How's she paying her way through that?
It was, have you ever stuck a needle in a vein? Do you know how to not collapse a lung? Okay, here you go. I'm not collapse a vein.
I mean, yeah, that, like Lochte was doing that shit the other day. Don't be Lochte.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
Drink your body armor.
Like,
yeah,
of course Lochte was doing that. Like, the fucking USADA has to, like, come on.
Yeah.
It's Lochte's party.
USADA?
Yeah.
That's what it's called?
That's the drug.
I mean, I know it's the drug testing. I always call it the USADA.
Yeah, I think.
No, it's USADA.
USADA?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Makes it sound very, day. Very, like,
you can order your Body Armor on the 7NOW app. It's from 7-Eleven. You go download the free app, 7NOW, get it delivered to wherever you are at any time. So, rock out with your Body Armor.
You don't have to get on a bed?
Yeah, right? It comes
Saturday.
Right to you. I mean, you got to get to your front door.
Yeah, you can leave it open.
Right now, Christmas in July, enormous sale going on at the Barstool Sports Store. The short sleeve Henleys are $16. That's free.
That is.
I mean, anything under $20 is
actually
free.
These Henleys in particular, they make you look pretty good.
I know, but you know what it is? When I sat down and we talked about putting these on sale, our guy Rich was like, I know exactly what you need. You need like to be like scooped a little bit, but not too trendy, and you need some like heavy fabric that covers your man boobs. Yeah. I was like, yes! Yeah. You know our crowd so well. $16, $19 for the long sleeve, half off like most of the stuff here. You got your goddamn Jets sweater. You got your Viva sweater. You're rocking the
Steve Harrington.
Shanghai Sharks.
I mean, basically, you're going to need, you know that come Christmas, you're going to want your sweater. So buy it now for 50% off. Stash it in the closet and rock it when it comes to Christmas time.
All premium lines 50. All the golf, the Q-Zips are 50%. They got
the Saturdays for the boys last year, all those slogans, 50% off.
A lot going
everything.
On.
I mean, monster
it's
sale.
It's beautiful.
Clearing out all the joggers are on sale. Everything. So go get your Barstool swag.
And there's summer stuff too. Summer's not over.
Diesel
there's
discount.
There's like t-shirts and tanks and all that stuff.
We begin
those
with.
Ones, I think those ones are quite 50, but they're all.
No, but they're
everything
still,
from 10 to 50%.
Still
so.
A discount.
10? I thought I've been saying 20. Whoops.
Who knows? So we begin with Z Burger. The burger joint is using James Foley, the journalist who was beheaded by ISIS, as their promotional vehicle. So they put up a picture of like the burger and then him in the background with the ISIS terrorist, and it said like, when your friend says he wants to go to McDonald's instead of Z Burger.
That's bad.
It's not good.
But we're talking about it.
But I'm craving a Z burger.
I had I didn't even know what a Z burger was.
I gotta have one.
I've never heard of Z burger. Now we have. If you're on the map,
it's kind of like hanging out with the bad guy. Like when you're a kid, you like deal with a bad boy in school. Like, oh, I want to go hang out with Timmy. He's the one gonna get in trouble. Like, I want to go hang out with Z burger.
Yeah, it's like the bad. Yeah, you get a little edge, get a little street cred.
Do you think these companies are starting to figure out the game?
Yeah.
And by that I mean Z Burger's like no one knows what Z Burger is. Where even is Z Burger?
DC based.
Okay, so no one knows what
Tommy, can you figure that out before the end?
No one knows what Z Burger is.
And if so,
if we tweet this and we can just deal with like the 12 hours of backlash, we have the CEO ready to go with his statement. We're ready to do it. Is it worth...
As long as you don't get, like, literally shut down.
Yeah, is it worth the bad publicity for 24 hours to get everyone to say Z Burger?
There's one question. Is a Z Burger good? Because if a Z Burger's fire...
Nate, is Z Burger good?
Done.
Oh!
Really, are there
any in New York? It's like DC,
Virginia. Yeah, I don't see any in New York.
So, to me, if
they're... You're just in DC.
If, like, I like Shake Shack or In-N-Out or any of these burgers, I like Five Guys or my favorite, like, a Rathbones burger. If they did something fucked up, I'd be like, but I like the burger, so I'm still going to eat it.
Yeah.
If Z Burger sucks, then you can't be doing this. If your product backs it up, then I think you go and you deal with the fallout and you get on the map big time.
I don't think you're even totally necessary. I don't think it has to be that good.
But I'm saying if it's not good,
but John's right. Like you, if I ever find myself walking past a Z Burger, I'm like, oh, that place that did the terrible tweet that was like super offensive. And let's be honest, that was a really bad tweet.
Really bad.
Really bad tweet.
Might be like the worst.
Right, yeah. But they have like...
What's worse?
I can't think of something worse, but I just can't think of anything. My memory goes
SpaghettiOs 9/11 tweet is still.
Yeah. 9/11 is tough.
The O raising the flag like Iwo Jima.
That is tough.
That's such an outrageous thing.
Beheading is, ISIS beheadings are like
that's really
as grisly and gruesome as it
too,
gets.
Like with everything that's going on in the world right
that's
now.
That's about as ugly as it gets.
Yeah, this is a pretty perfect bad one. Yeah. I forgot about like factoring in like
just
the attacks
everything.
On journalism.
Like people are, you know, newspapers getting shut down, all this stuff.
You all right, bud? What's going on?
I got a cramp in the bottom of my foot.
Oh, those are the worst.
Yeah.
A little Charlie horse.
I'm trying to fight through it, but we gotta acknowledge it at this point.
Well, you'll be good because you drank all that body armor.
Yeah, that's right.
You want
get
some
that
more?
Potassium
that
going.
Potassium in.
No, we're good now.
Z Burger. Cunsel. Also, we're cunseling straws. It's a rat for straws.
Wait, don't cuncel Z Burger. Uncuncel Z Burger.
Uncuncel Z Burger. Mm.
Cuncel straws, though.
Straws are cuncel.
Straws.
I mean, they had a good run. Straws have probably been around for like, I don't know, a couple hundred years or some shit. It's a wrap.
No.
No? When do you think straws were invented?
Like the 50s.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought like they'd figure out a way to drink it in like the 1800s.
I feel like it came around when like the TV dinners and the microwaves.
Figured out when
shit.
Were straws invented. I could see like the first fast food chain or something.
Yeah.
Like, we also have straws.
Right, like the first McDonald's. That's when you start getting straws. Because like think about this. In like the 50s, people didn't drink iced coffee.
Yeah, but they were drinking soda.
Yeah, you drink pop out of the
glass
bottle.
You couldn't get ice.
I just call it pop. Why the fuck does it
call it pop? By the Sumerians. Which
we're not
like
talking about that, Tommy.
Why? It's probably hollowed out bones. Yeah, that counts.
Let's see. Marvin C. Stone patented the modern drinking straw made of paper in 1888.
Okay.
We're going back.
It's retro.
Give us a plastic one.
Fucking 200 years.
I need to know the plastic one because that's what we're talking
about. Plastic straws are made with a larger bore.
Yeah, but we're making the straw ones.
Right, but we're
ones.
Talking about the plastic ones going out of style.
A bendable straw or bendy straw is 1937.
Okay, that's a little off.
Yeah. And I mean, you got to figure the bendy straw was after the real straw.
Yeah.
I've never been a straw guy, though. I'm over figuring out what
I
the
love
straw
straws.
Well, here's the thing. I am not a straw guy, but you can't take away straws.
Nah, you seen the picture of the turtle?
It's just the one turtle.
Nah, but
it's one turtle. This is like when you talk about like the outrage and it's actually just one person talking. This is one turtle who got a straw up his fucking schnoz. And now we're going to ruin straws for everybody?
Yeah, if one turtle has to die, I don't need another one.
I mean,
one
you're
turtle
an honorable
had to
man.
Be the martyr.
But that's because you're not a straw guy.
I would like a straw guy.
What would you do without straws?
Okay, so.
You can't just drink an iced coffee straight up.
The paper straw is terrible.
I like the feel of it.
You drink a paper straw like 2 sips and it's already fucking collapsing on itself.
Yeah,
no, wrong.
I didn't even know they existed until
and
today.
Just the
texture, you drank a bad one.
It's terrible. Straws, I'm a big straw guy. I've already like started thinking like, what should I just start? Because I thought it was happening like in a month. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm just gonna start stealing all the straws from Starbucks
right.
and like selling them.
Black market, yeah. That's what I said. All like the basic white girls.
I think what I'm gonna have to do is I'm gonna have to like put like a straw around a necklace and just walk around with a straw.
Well, people are doing like glass straws and metal straws that like, you know, it's one that lasts forever.
I can't keep track of a pen.
Glass straws like, and metal straws are for drugs.
Yeah, that's it. That's two. That's a crack pipe.
Yeah. Glass straws is called a crack pipe.
That's good for like, yeah, like if you get arrested for the cop, like, no, that's my
hey, listen, man, I'm all about the turtles.
I put a lot of sugar in my iced coffee. That's probably why it's got the residue.
It's the one fucking turtle, man. You can't cancel.
Is it really just one
straws.
Turtle?
I don't know.
I've seen the one turtle
like,
over and over and over
this
again.
This fucking turtle
it's
ruined
like
the whole thing?
It's like saying that like a fucking fish or a bird with its neck caught in
no,
the...
No, but you know what's
we
bad?
Didn't think
you
get rid of those.
One time.
We didn't get rid of those.
When they're like, oh, look at
those are pretty banned.
Yeah, I mean, I can grab you a six-pack right fucking now.
No, those are around
oh,
all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a six-pack. Yeah.
I still break them up because I love the turtles.
I'll buy a lot of six-packs.
Love them.
So, like, if we're not getting rid of those, we can't get rid of straws. This is more like, I understand.
Is
listen,
this just
I don't
Starbucks?
Even like straws, and I don't want
Starbucks?
To kill the turtles, but it's like, no, it's like cities. Like Santa Barbara said, like, if you serve straws, you get, like, jail time.
It's been going on in Newport all summer, I've been drinking from plastic straws.
We're getting silly. This is just silly.
You know what I like to have almost like a trigger. I bend the plastic straw in my drink. I bend it over and I use it to stir a little bit.
What about
you can't
chewing
bend
straws?
The plastic straw.
I like to chew on a straw.
Yeah. I mean, I have some use for straws.
Not what if I burn my own straws? What if I collect all my straws and I burn them after using them? Is that
well,
okay?
That's not good for the environment either.
Was it the Charlie Kelly? That's how the stars get made? The trash when he burns the trash.
Second half of the rundown is brought to you by Movement. Get yourself some Movement sunglasses. Right now, we're still in the middle of sunglasses season because, as you know, you only wear sunglasses during the summer.
That's one of your craziest takes. Yeah.
It's only when it's hot out. That's the only time you need sunglasses.
The snow reflects the sun. You need them in this winter, too. No. You're trying to cut their business in half. It's crazy.
It's true. Buy them all year round. You either get the like $400 pair, and then when you sit on them, or you break them, or you lose them in the ocean, or forget them when you're drunk, you want to kill yourself. Or you can get the CVS brand for like $10. That the little they bend too much. You know, they get too loose. You know, and those suck. So find something right in the middle. The Movement watches, the Movement sunglasses. They're affordable. They're stylish. They're cool. They're cutting edge. All sorts of different styles, frames, lenses, colors, the whole nine.
Get the weekend. The weekend ones are hot.
The weekend, I like the hide. 15% off when you go to mvmt.com/rundown. And they start at just $70. So it's already fair price, and you get an additional discount when you go to mvmt.com/rundown. Rough and Rowdy coming up in August. August 5th, we got Pride vs. Prejudice. Gay Pat fighting that hillbilly homophobe. And we also have on the docket the Punk versus Pig. We got the cop who's going to fight the skateboarder punk. And it turns out that the Youngstown police force, not too keen on that, so they fired this dude.
I mean, this was the most obvious thing in history, right?
Yeah.
Like, the moment that video started and Roan was like walking around with the, like standing there while he was about to issue a ticket and the cameraman, and I think it was Buddha Ben was out there, I was like, you can't do
all that. I mean, it's like cops, though.
Yeah,
yeah,
but,
it's a ride-along.
But cops is a... cops.
It's like sanctions and
is
shit.
We're real.
I feel like the...
You could have given him like a warning.
You were surprised by that?
Could have given like a strike, not like a fire, you know?
Once the mayor gets involved, then you're kind of fucked.
Once the mayor gets involved, yeah. But I wasn't shocked by this.
No.
Maybe you could have given him a slap on the wrist, a little suspension. Granted, like, you cops kill people and don't get fired, so it's like... This
pretty
is,
valid
this
point.
Is
like, a lot, cops
not
have
been
a lot worse
that.
Recently, yeah. Yeah.
But still, I wasn't
definitely
surprised.
That one.
It's a very fair point.
Very good point,
very
John.
Fair point.
I still wasn't shocked.
Either way, this is... I mean, Dave is now going to double the guy's salary for still fighting.
He's
still fighting.
A lot of money.
It's now going to be a huge fight.
It's like $30,000 for this guy.
It's part of our five fight. Like, we have like a main card, and Pat's obviously part of it. But I'm excited. This
you
is
know
be...
who? If I'm the punk, I'm on the line real quick, being like.
See, this is the only thing. The only problem I have with what Dave did is he needed to. We need to make it so like So whatever the double the salary is, put that up. If the cop loses, then his salary goes to the skateboarder. He gets paid whatever it is.
Like,
so say it's like $100 is his salary, which obviously it's not. We'll put $200 up on the line. So if the cop wins, he gets $200.
Right.
If he loses, he gets $100, and the other guy gets it.
Yeah, like, that guy needs to be negotiating right now.
Right.
Because for that dude to just like, get then it will be like, oh boy,
here we go. Right.
Because he got fired. It's like, hey, we're still doing this. We're still in the same fight here.
Right.
It's still, I'm the other half of this thing.
Right.
So you're trying to promote, pay me. So
Bill Burr is back for this too.
Yep.
Bill Burr back.
And he's like, he loves this shit. He loves it more than Dave.
Oh,
this is Dave's baby, and Bill is obsessed with it. So that'll be August 5th. Roughandrowdybrawl.com. Get your pay-per-view. You buy it ahead of time. It's $16.99. Goes up to $20 the night of.
It's also like I think it's 5,000 people in the audience, in the arena.
Awesome.
And
the birthplace of boxing.
The guy Pat is fighting is from Youngstown.
Oh, so, boy.
And Pat was like, but like people will not root for him because he's, I think, a ex-convict.
Oh yeah, no. There's no way the people in Youngstown are rooting for that.
When Pat McAfee says, Pat McAfee says from Youngstown, Ohio, because Pat McAfee's doing the
bananas.
Like Bruce Buffer and the in-ring announcing, the place is gonna be out of control.
We gotta have Chris introduce him.
No, Home Pat's introducing everyone. Nope.
From Youngstown, Ohio.
Nope. I just want to hear from Youngstown, Ohio.
Yeah, well, fuck that guy.
You think people aren't going to cheer for this guy in Youngstown, Ohio?
But also, Pat, like, this is a moment.
You have a better outlook of the world than I thought you did.
There's
he's
no
the hometown
there's,
guy.
There's no
Youngstown.
Better moment than being able to go
such
in there
a
in
big
silence.
Piece of shit. Like, if people know who he is,
right.
They're not going to cheer for him.
But you should want it. You should want the from Youngstown, Ohio, because if you can go in there and like be the ultimate
I'll
deal
be the,
and
the
silence
big gay
everyone,
villain.
Well. Yeah,
it'd be awesome.
So all right. I mean, get your pay per views now. That's going to have some extra juice in it, and obviously Pride vs. Prejudice is the heavyweight matchup, the big shot fight of the night. So
stop yawning. I don't know why I'm yawning. I'm not tired. It's the lights. They always do it to me.
We got this chick at the DMV, mail time legend, queen, slept on the job for 2,200 hours over the course of the last 4 years. Nobody ever filed the paperwork or actually like, did a formal complaint, so they know it, but... She's like, good.
I love
She's
it.
She's fine.
Yeah, there's no like
see, that's
official.
What fucking A. This whole company needs to start being like the DMV. Fucking, I fell asleep once, Hank took a picture of me. Nate fell asleep once, I think Hank took a picture of him. We all snitch on each other.
Wayne,
fuck that.
Wayne Jetski didn't talk for a year straight.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he got caught napping.
He caught Jetski.
But
if
that's,
someone's napping
Dave
here.
Dave has created a snitch culture.
Right? Yes.
It's not,
Dave
it's
does not realize
right.
He has created the most toxic culture in the world. It's like, no, it's a great place to work.
Yeah.
Everyone's just constantly on edge and
snitching each other.
Like,
yeah.
So run down that we're falling asleep in random places. And when you do so, you get snitched on.
Yes.
Come to work for Barstool.
This woman, though, like any other job, I'd be like, come on. Like, this is absurd. But the DMV, I think we all expect this.
It fits in perfect. If you're gonna sleep on the job anywhere, it's that.
The DMV.
If I go to, like, order my food and someone's napping behind the desk at McDonald's, I'd be like, what the fuck? I go to DMV and I see someone sleeping behind the counter, I'd be like,
you go to a government agency, what do you expect? I went to the post office recently because I had to renew my passport. They had one pen that they were passing down the line.
I love it.
A single pen.
I love it.
It was incredible.
Government resources.
It was a line of 60 people because there was one woman working and they passed it. There were probably seven people napping in the back.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There was just one lady with a pen being like, here you guys go fill out your passport.
There was seven people and a mountain of pens back
there. The move that I used to pull would be just go into my car and put in my headphones like I was talking on the phone and then like put my seat back a little and just take like 15 minutes. I used to sleep
in an engine room in the summertime. I was an engineer's assistant in like a high-rise building. And there was an engine room like kind of off to the side, and I used to sleep on like you know when you get in the mail, like instead of packing peanuts they have like a plastic bag that's like filled with air.
Yeah,
that was my pillow. And I used to just lay on that as a pillow. And one time these guys came in, they were like taking measurements on like some of the fucking engines, and I was like sleeping around the corner.
Gotta do it.
So I just like popped out and I was like,
Hey, and they were like, what? You've been here the whole time?
Right.
I was like, oh, yeah, I was checking the levels
checking
over there
the
as well.
Fucking engine.
Yeah. And I was like,
16-year-old Kevin Clancy.
Yeah, I was like, I was doing the same thing. They're like, all right, yeah.
But yeah, that's not the engine room, dude. That's a fuse box. Yeah.
Right.
How much whatever, same thing.
It'd be so much more productive. Everyone would be so much more productive if they just allowed a nap every day.
Yeah. Well, that's like, you got to get those, like, in Google, they have, like, the nap pods.
Yeah, I think in Japan, that's where everyone's.
The problem is everyone jerks off in those.
Is it a problem?
Yes.
Well, you have a cleaning crew.
You have a jerk off room. That's
no, you need to. I think, like, if you make it small enough, you need to make it basically like an MRI machine, and then you. Because
so it's actually not that
like
enjoyable.
You can't actually like get your hands
like,
up.
Get to truly sleep.
Yeah.
The. It's not a bad idea.
I don't know. Like, I'm not too worried if people are jerking off in it.
When we
sounds
first,
like a guy's gonna jerk off in it.
Dude, when we
you,
first.
You, he's coming all over the room. You have a fire hose.
Yeah.
Somebody around here would. Yeah.
Yeah. When we first moved to New York City, Dave was like, we should put some beds into the office. And I was like, that is the worst idea ever.
Because
like,
could you live here.
Yeah. People would just live here.
They'd be like, why didn't you stay all night long? You could have had a bed.
We would just have you, people Dave. Living here all the time.
Turn into nurses.
Yeah, no, that would absolutely
be. You're on call tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
On call.
I was like, that's even worse culture.
Yeah.
It was just like, hey, like, here you go, guys. Let's just make a barracks.
And
the
bed
office.
Would be so gross, too.
Oh.
Shout out to Lisa Mattresses, though. It would be comfortable.
Mm.
Last story of the day. Kim Possible, the Disney cartoon, is
Tom,
becoming.
Can you get this story up? Because I haven't seen the lady yet.
Yeah,
I need to see
it. Let's get
too.
The picture. So they're making a live action movie. It was a cartoon. Now they're casting a real life person. And Kim Possible fans are none too happy that this chick is not hot enough. And I kind of side with them. I mean, Kim Possible was a minx.
Yeah, I mean, this
she
chick
was a fucking rocket.
Let's see it, Tommy.
You know who I always thought...
So this is the
I mean, she's
actress?
Too young to really...
Yeah, like, well, I mean, Kim Possible is probably a teenage girl. And
you have a text group called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder.
I
That was not that. You
that just
not
popped
have,
up. Yeah. Like I'm not trying
that's,
to look at
that's terrible
anything.
Timing.
I literally just popped
it's,
up.
It's ironic. It's not. It's too long to explain. It's,
okay.
I don't actually care about politics.
I think she's. What, what's
we got MAGA
problem?
Tommy
she's,
over here.
The best part is
what the fuck? Smoke?
It's not like
Tommy smoked.
See,
and it's like
that
room,
just popped up.
Just
I didn't
a bunch
look
of internet
for
commenters hammered away.
He's totally fucked now because now if he says that that's fake, now he's the other side of things. Yeah. Like, oh, so you're a liberal beta cuck. Okay, I get
it's
it.
It's ironic, but I don't want to say anymore. It's not.
The people who are mad at this, like, obviously have never had sex either. So they're like, what are they even. Like, I would love to line up all the people. It's all nerds, right? Line them all up and be like, you wouldn't talk to this girl in a bar or a Comic-Con?
Kim Possible is a bad bitch. This is not a bad bitch.
Okay, what? Well, that I can understand. Like, if you don't think she's badass
we
enough.
Want the baggy pants. We want the crop top. We want a hoe.
Oh, okay, that's different.
I mean, people are just none too pleased. Like, everyone criticizing this wants a grown-ass woman to play a high school girl. Like, go away, you're not the target audience. Sorry, she's not 26 years old. I mean, I just want my live-action Kim Possible to be authentic, and Kim Possible is sexy as fuck. Facts.
She was,
no doubt. I don't
even
know who it is originally.
Neither do I, but I mean, I know she is. I didn't watch the show,
What is the show? It's a cartoon?
Yeah, it was on Disney.
Like a teenage girl
I always thought she was drawn after the chick from Even Stevens.
Yeah, Ren.
Yeah, I always thought she looked like Ren.
There's a reason
who kinda looks
I
like,
think she
have
like,
Emmy Rossum play her.
Yeah.
Emmy Rossum's a hot Ren.
Yeah, she is.
Who's hot as fuck? The
and a bad bitch and a hoe.
The mom
and a hoe. We want a hoe.
The mom from The Incredibles.
Oh, she's thick.
Yeah.
Mrs. Incredible. She went viral with that fat booty.
Yeah. She had a fucking ass.
Ass so fat that you could see it from the front.
Yeah.
She Kim Possible
is. You think
everything
on her is stretchable too?
What are you trying to ask?
I don't know. Like, can she like just stretch like her fucking vagina?
Whoa.
I love how you started at like the tits.
Like,
and you're like,
yeah. You know what I'm trying to ask. Like,
I hope not. I'm not into that.
That's kind of weird.
Well, I think she'd have to do it. You wouldn't have the strength to do it. So,
true.
She'd have to
I'd
be like,
oh, I see what you're saying.
She'd look like a flying squirrel.
Just she could jump off a bridge and like fly with those things. Jesus Christ, John.
She could stretch your pee hole and crawl into it.
No, we don't have stretchability.
No, but she has the strength.
She has super strength.
Pee hole.
Yeah, like, she would rip your penis open.
No, her pee hole.
Oh. He said his pee hole.
Oh, her pee hole. I was thinking like Magic School Bus. just going to Miss Incredibles people.
Well, then you'd finally find the G spot.
That's where it is.
Get all the way
it's
in there.
Inside the people, definitely.
Look around with your own two eyes.
Oh, look at this place.
There it is.
This is nice. I like what you're doing up here. I like what you've done with the place.
There's a big red button with like cobwebs and dust all over. Yeah. No, there it is. Okay. Haven't hit that in a while.
I've heard of this. Yeah. Slushy spot.
I went off the rails a little bit.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Well, when you're talking about hot cartoon characters, absolutely anything's possible. So, long story short, swing and a miss on the Kim Possible casting.
I'm not giving it a swing and a miss.
Yeah, you know, it's a swing and a miss.
I'll give it a foul tip.
Maybe that is a struck out looking.
You didn't even fucking take the bat off your shoulders. You got Wainwrighted on that one. That's a shitty Kim Possible. That's it for the rundown.
Did you guys see last night when Dave got in the mud and
smokes.
I told Tommy today, I was like, Tommy, Dave's not gonna fuck you, dude.
Right. Tommy, you kind of got bodied a little bit. I mean, I don't know how long you went on. I saw like one response from her. I don't know.
No, I, first of all, I would like to address
liberalism
That's from a class. We had a class. This kid was like super conservative, and he would always yell out. And he once yelled out, "Liberalism is a mental disorder." It's a group chat from that class. It was bad timing, but it's not like a political chat.
Could have been worse, I guess. Right, I don't know. Yeah. Who knows what else could have popped up?
Yeah, that's true.
What?
Could have been worse if it was something else.
That was bad timing, but I don't want people thinking. I really don't care about politics. Moving on. I resent the statement that I only was like in the mud for Dave.
No, I was fucking you, obviously.
Wait, no, I'm not. The only reason you're in the mud is because of Dave.
Yeah.
I think Tommy had a little bit of the journalism.
You would have done that for me?
I pulled up old tweets when Jeff Passan came at you.
You're right.
You, this was like probably before you even knew who I was. Someone wrote about the Wrigleyville article. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
I went in the mud for you there. I went in the mud last week for the entire company with that Chris.
Okay, you're a mud guy. You got mud jokes.
Someone at Dave,
but you
I
have to admit,
for him.
Being like, hey, Tommy, Dave's not going to fuck you. It's kind of funny to say.
It's funny, but it's like, it's a false narrative that, you know, I
so you think he is going to fuck
you? No.
Oh, okay, all right, got it.
I just like being in the mud.
Yeah. No, I thought Tommy made some good points. I mean,
well, she
you
said
can't
that
like
she said Deadspin covers Barstool with actual reports.
Right,
it's like the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Right.
No, but it's like she is right that like both sides just cover each other.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
but
agree
she
with that,
she
but
was like basically saying we're doing reporting, and then Tommy's like, you just name like half its name calling.
Pieces.
That's
yeah.
not reporting.
Listen, yeah. both companies have made an absolute spectacle of Barstool and the employees and the article and the topics we talk about. So. This is like the world of wrestling. It's like Laura Wags is, you know, they have a feud going on, him and Dave, her and Dave. And, you know, Dave's a creepy old man, no doubt. But, like, to act like she was just doing her business and writing her article and something, you know, we're just, like, bullying. I mean, if anything, Laura Wagner's a bully. She's mean. She's a mean girl.
Yeah.
She fucking goes in on people. So, like, it's in the mud. It's like, if you're going to be in the mud, you're going to get dirty.
Do you think there'll be a point where, like, I think we talked about this on the radio a couple weeks ago, like, do you think there'll be a point where we're punching down with Deadspin when they, like, bring us up and
a
we
A point?
Always,
I mean, I feel like,
yeah, like
we, when, I thought it was,
like
a couple years ago.
Like, they keep bringing us up, like, why are we even...
Yeah, well,
like, they're,
you know
they're
why I do? Because I
it.
Feel like once they're gone, and that's soon, there's nobody. And
right.
that's kind of sad.
Last night, I mean, I've reached that point with Deadspin where I'm... Second Sunny reference of the show rundown. I'm like rivalry.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
I just
yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it used to be a big deal when you got a hit piece written about you, and you had to make sure you formulate a response.
Dude, it used to be a day. Like it used to at Barstool HQ, it turned into a day where everyone was out, everyone was going nuts.
I didn't read like the past couple.
I knew when we were looking at new offices. Remember that morning?
Yeah.
That was when they wrote the Womp Womp one, and I came up to you and Keith, and I was like, "Yeah, see it." I was like, "Yeah."
It's no big deal anymore.
Okay.
But I do, I mean, part of me likes it, so when they're gone, someone will try to slide in, and it'll just be forced and fabricated. Mm-hmm. At least Deadspin has the history. The new people writing it are not good. They don't even give, like, an opinion. Like, the large one, they just, like, listed quotes. Like, give me something. Like, come at me.
Because that is just reporting. But, like,
Wagner
is the one that has
You know, you're a...
Which that does make it entertaining.
A sniffly raisin Adderall pill.
Would you call Dave Adderall pill? Like a short-tempered Adderall pill or something like that. That was funny. That was fun.
And, I mean, Dave, it's also true.
It's true.
And Dave is, you know, he's being serious as well. Like, he will give her a job.
Yeah.
So, like, he's maybe doing it in a weird way, but he's like... He's offering a girl who's now having some job troubles, a job.
That is the funniest part about this whole thing is like, I don't think they realize they would absolutely pay her probably more than she's getting.
Mates. No doubt. 1,000%.
Write about Dave.
She should do it. Just come be a spy.
Just write about Dave.
Be a mole.
Just right?
Come in.
Come get paid to be a mole.
Right. Just write a blog bashing Dave after every single blog he writes.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So funny.
That would be
so
great. I mean, I think we'd all like help her and contribute. Like, Laura, do you want to quote for me?
Oh yeah.
Laura, can I help? This. Can we collaborate on this one? Yeah, you want to do my podcast? Like that's. Yeah. Let's just imagine if Laura Wagner just had a podcast called Fuck Dave Portnoy. And it was just like every week there was an episode where she just bashed on him.
For, like, yeah. Guests would be like, no, I want this week,
Yeah, yeah. And like Dave gets the money from it and like the company grows. That would be
the most powerful thing ever.
Yeah.
Dave, think about it.
Yeah. So full circle, Tommy.
And don't worry, Tommy's got your back at all times.
Do you think Dave's still going to fuck you?
Do you want to fuck you?
I will defend the company.
When do you turn 23?
I will defend the company.
It's over for you.
Yeah, when we turn 23, you're out.
Over.
That's the worst part about being in Team Portnoy. Every single birthday is like another death sentence. Like, oh.
You have a...
I'm a little bit too old now. Like, I'm like, uh-oh.
You have an expiration date. When you're on Team Portnoy, it's like...
You need Danny Almonte this and be like, and next summer be like, hey, Dave, what are we doing for my 21st birthday?
No, next April.
Actually, and you really could pull that off. There's no way Dave actually knows how old he's.
Oh, yeah. You could say you graduated Fordham at 18.
Yeah.
Frankie's like an old hag now.
No.
Frankie, how old are you?
Look at Frankie's all red over there. He's getting mad.
Frankie, how old are you?
No, do you remember when Tommy first had his glow up and Frankie got all upset?
Frankie was clearly 25. Like. Oh, yeah. Frankie hated Tommy at first.
Yeah. No, when Tommy had his glow up and you like got
so
replaced,
mad.
You were not happy.
You were
no,
so
I
mad. Oh, yeah,
no,
you
no,
were.
No,
yeah,
we're
you were.
Hand in hand. See, this is what happens when Dave's not here. You guys are running amok right now.
No.
This is crazy. Yeah.
You need Daddy to come back.
This is when Daddy
and Tommy have always been hand
in
hand.
You're 25.
You're
about to
be a 25-year-old man. And you just said when Dave's not here, you guys just do this.
Yeah. He actually said run amok. Well, you guys are running amok.
Yeah,
you,
I'm still.
So,
I mean, I'm still.
Hey, Frank,
you think
fuck
I'm?
You.
You do
I'm the first one to admit I'm not a man. I'm a pizza boy.
What are you a
no, that's
a
that's
twink?
You pretending you're younger than you actually are.
Exactly.
I'm a dinky
twink.
What's the new
you're
word?
Gonna keep calling yourself a fucking pizza boy. So you
I'm a dinky
that way.
Twink.
The new term is dinky twink. He gave himself that name. Fucking idiot.
Frankie's gonna come in like wearing, you know, cartoon shirts and be. I guess I wear those, so I can't really say anything.
Frankie refuses to do the bandana look from Pup Punk. I was like, why
he's
is that
such
not
an
your
idiot,
new
Frankie.
Look?
He just doesn't want to age himself.
He was down in D.C. looking like a fucking accountant.
I can't wait
that?
Till some of Team Portnoy starts getting Botox at like 26 and just be like, look, Dave, like my balls aren't wrinkly at all.
I don't know what to say. They're just like, Frankie's just holding the mic like, they're running amok.
No.
Shut up, Dinky Twink.
Dave's gonna be like, hey, Frankie, how was your day? Well, no, Dave would never
say
that.
Oh, I've been home watching SpongeBob. Like,
that actually hypothetically
stopped
with
18 year
Dave ever asking how anyone's day is. That was a fan fiction right there.